USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Survivors of the deadly tornado in Alabama sharing terrifying stories. One woman telling a reporter she's on the phone with her mother, and I kept telling her, I'm gone. More than 20 people killed as the massive tornado hits Lee County. Chris Darden with the National Weather Service.
We are upgrading that to an EF4. Estimated wind speed of 170 miles per hour.
Right now, search dogs on scene looking for people still unaccounted for. To Washington, D.C., where Democrats request more documents from President Trump. He says he's happy to turn over whatever they want.
You're going to cooperate with Mr. Nadler?
I cooperate all the time with everybody. And you know the beautiful thing? It's all a hoax.
And Beverly Hills 90210 actor Luke Perry has died. He had a massive stroke last week while at home. He was 52 years old. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Spring will be here soon, so if buying a new home is on your to-do list, right now is the time to call Quicken Loans. Learn about which mortgage options make sense for you and get a jump on your competition. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
A check now on your money. On Wall Street, the Dow down almost 207 points, the NASDAQ down almost 18, and the S&P 500 off almost 11 points. Turning now to politics in 2020, former Obama Attorney General Eric Holder announcing he won't be running for president, and instead he will focus his energy on redistricting. But there are plenty of Democrats running: Kamala Harris of California, Cory Booker of New Jersey, Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King with the latest person on the left getting into the race.
Former Colorado Governor Don Hickenlooper has announced he's running for president. He becomes the second governor to jump into the ever-increasing Democratic 2020 contest. He put out a video to kick off his candidacy.
I've proven again and again I can bring people together to produce the progressive change Washington has failed to deliver.
Hickenlooper will kick off his campaign in person at a rally on Thursday evening in Denver.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
USA News for your health. On Capitol Hill, lawmakers will hear arguments for and against vaccinations. Scheduled to testify, a teenager from the state of Ohio. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story now from Washington, D.C.
An Ohio teenager who went viral for getting vaccinated despite his mother's wishes will be testifying before Congress on Tuesday. Ethan Lindenberger announcing on Twitter that he'll testify before a Senate committee on the importance of vaccinations. The 18-year-old from Norwalk, Ohio, says he hadn't been vaccinated as a child for anything and that his parents think vaccines are some kind of government scheme. He's since become vaccinated for hepatitis A, B, HPV, and the flu. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
News now about the military. USA Radio's John Clemens reports there's concern about our aging arsenal. The warning coming from the head of the U.S. Strategic Command.
That was the warning from Air Force General John Hyten, the commander of the U.S. Strategic Command.
Everything that we have is aging out. We have bombers, ICBMs, nuclear submarines, all of which will reach a point within about 15 years where they're no longer a viable element.
Yet if they are viable today, they are safe, reliable, ready, and they can do all the missions they need to do today. But in the future, that won't be the case. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.